Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of spiritual ecology and the shamanic and spiritual practices that promote well-being for all beings. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share insights and practices to get ready, get rooted, and get real about your health and the state of life on planet Earth. We'll explore the wisdom of deep ecology, look at some sad truths about the disappearing more than human world, feel into earth-based practices and teachings, and take action to help restore the wonder and magic of biodiversity to our world. I invite you to discover your passion and power, to unlock your inner wisdom, and to connect with our earth family as you map your own path to service. I am a white woman recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many Indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you are listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. Welcome back and welcome to 2024. I hope you had a joyful and restful holiday season and are easing into this first week on the Gregorian calendar. Mercury retrograde made the transition a bit of a wild ride for me. Maybe you felt that too. I'm grounding back into my work and my offerings, so this is a good time to remind you that the next Shamanic Reiki Level 1 virtual training begins next week, Wednesday, January 10th, and there is space for you to begin your journey to working with healing energy and deep interconnectedness. Shamanic Reiki is so much more than just another style of Reiki. It can take you into the depths of your own being, where you feel your intimate relationship with the earth. As you progress through the levels of Shamanic Reiki, you learn a new way of walking on the earth and through your life. I would love to have you check out the link in the show notes for more information and registration. I started this year furiously organizing and cleaning. I went into the holidays completely burnt out and in a horrible state of overwhelm. I think I started cleaning just to try to get a sense of control over something. Anything to get me out of the funk and get some energy moving again. Like giving myself a clean slate and feeling caught up so life doesn't feel like a hole I can't climb out of. I needed a foundation to feel stable and, yeah, sane. So I've been cleaning my house and my desk and organizing my pantry and my paperwork and stuff like that. I've also been taking a look at my routines, habits, and rituals. Seriously, I've thought about everything from what I do when I get up in the morning to how I do laundry to behind-the-scenes processes for my business.
And I committed to doing some things every day, like making the bed and exercising, getting back into my daily meditation practice, weekly bookkeeping, that kind of stuff. And it seems silly saying them to you because it sounds like a bunch of insignificant stuff, right? But I have to tell you, I feel much better getting clear on what I can control and controlling those things. I have no control over the utter bullshit in the world right now and what other people think and do. I can clean my house. I have found in the doing of things that I have some control over that I feel better. And I have to tell you, friend, you need to figure out what they are for you and get yourself together around those. Because the earth and all her beings, human and more than human, need you and me to have a solid foundation on which to build our activism. And that means not burning out before we get into the heat of things. In Social Justice for the Sensitive Soul, a book I highly recommend, by the way, for people like me who are trying to do extrovert things with an introvert mental, emotional, spiritual, and yes, even physical body, because introverts definitely feel physical fatigue when their energy is zapped. In Social Justice for the Sensitive Soul, author Dorcas Chen Tuzan talks about her own story of burnout and all the quiet ways we sensitive types can contribute to social action. But she also talks about resilience, which is defined in Merriam-Webster as an ability to recover from or adjust easily to misfortune or change. What I'm finding is that I am better able to cope with life's ups and downs and the bullshit of the world that is out of my control when it doesn't feel like everything is out of my control. When I'm already struggling to come up for air, looking around my messy house, losing track of important papers, and having no spiritual practices to grab a hold of, all make it worse. And I think for those of us who so easily slip into feeling like they're drowning, finding a solid foundation on which to stand is pretty freaking important. Does that mean I should scramble to get everything done this week and hope for the best the rest of the year? Absolutely not. As I noted in my Yule season episode last month, this is the time for rest, reflection, and stillness. The bears are hibernating. The turtles are bermating. Seeds are resting in the soil. To be in rhythm with the earth, we also need to slow down, to stop exerting so much energy, to turn down your inner flame so you are conserving energy for the winter. So yeah, I've been cleaning my house, but I've also been thinking about routines that can help keep it that way and making them as simple and as efficient as possible. If I try something and it doesn't feel doable without getting worked up or stressed out, I rethink it. This is a good time for me to experiment before spring arrives and my schedule starts to fill up again. I'm not even setting goals around my spiritual practices, just doing them and not beating myself up if I skip a day. In my reflection, I notice that I've been really hesitant to put my upcoming offerings out there. Like, really hesitant. To the point where if I don't get on it, they won't happen. I seriously sometimes feel like I'm incapable of doing whatever it is I need to, because I am so weighed down by the mess around me or my lack of self-nurturing practices. So it will be a bit of a scramble, but I will feel much more spacious around my offerings when I am working on them on a clean desk. Mental energy is as important as physical energy when it comes to getting stuff done. So I'm going to take a breath with all of that, because I just dumped a whole lot of me on you. The crux of it is, I'm using this still part of the year, the depth of winter, to get real with myself and create a foundation. For me, that's organizing and figuring out what is essential for my comfort, my nourishment, etc. What will support me going forward? And they might be simple, mundane routines and habits, as well as spiritual practices. I invite you to do the same. And before I move a bit deeper into the spiritual side of things and guide you through a practice, I want to give a shout out to someone who has been helping me with one of the foundational aspects of my business. Her name is Emma Martins, and she helps witchy entrepreneurs craft big magic brands using astrology. Yep, astro branding. It's all about using your business's natal chart to guide your branding and messaging, which has helped me let go of what I thought I should be doing to make my offerings look like everyone else's. Now we're working on what will make my social media and web presence very authentic. You'll probably start to hear the influence of that in this podcast in the future. I'm going to post her website link in the show notes, but if you have a small business or healing practice, you should go to her Astro Branding Facebook page and get into her 10th house group, because I learned so much from her posts and lives before I started working with her. I also want to let you know that starting a new year did not change anything about the podcast schedule. So Jen Van Benschoten will be here next week, the second Friday, with tarot and gemstones and hopefully her ukulele. And Sherry Kurtikel will continue to be a contributor the fourth week to share her herb of the month. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to the podcast so you'll get the future episodes delivered right to your favorite podcast app. Now let's circle back to the foundation in a spiritual sense. When I journeyed with that, I was shown a hibernating bear, slowly burning his fat stores until he was nothing but skin and bones. And then, just bones. I felt sad because I thought I was watching the demise of the bear. But then light started pouring into the cave where I was watching this bear, and he got up. His bones got up, and he went out into the warm sunlight, and the flesh and fur were restored. All that needed to be preserved were the bones. What did I get from this vision? First, I understood the need to resource myself enough to get through winter or any of the challenging times of life. Burnout and overwhelm are represented by the insufficient fat on the bear's bones. There's nothing left to sustain myself on. But, and here's the second thing, the bones remained when there was nothing else left. What is it for me that are the bones that will stand up and walk out into the sun and re-resource myself. What is under all the flesh and hair and clothes I slap on myself and all the ways I express myself and show up in the world? The bones, I believe, in that vision represent my purpose. I'm not talking about business goals or my mission statement or New Year's resolutions or whatever you've set for yourself to motivate yourself or whatever. I'm talking about your life's deepest purpose that calls you over and over again from however much rest you need and calls you back into the world. The way you express your purpose might keep changing, but it's there, the bones of your being in this crazy world. I don't know about you, but I haven't paid much attention to my bones. I mean, yeah, when I broke the bone in my toe, I was paying attention, but not in a what message do you have for me kind of way. I think I need to do that, to talk to my bones and listen to them as the foundation of my being, the holder of my purpose, the thing that remains long after everything else is used up. So I did. I journeyed within and connected to my skeleton like I would to a tree or a stone. And I heard some things which I won't share here because they are deeply personal. But I will share the journey itself and guide you through it. This is definitely something you need to be in a space you won't be disturbed for. So if you're driving or exercising or cleaning, which are things I'm usually doing when I'm listening to podcasts, stop the episode here and come back to it later. If you're ready to journey, get comfortable for that. You might be sitting, reclining, or laying down. When I was doing shamanic Reiki training, we were taught to nest for journeys with whatever blankets or cushions we needed to support our body in a comfortable position without putting ourselves to sleep. So comfortable, but not too comfortable. I like to recline a bit against a yoga bolster lifted on one end by a couple of yoga blocks, but make do with what you have. If you're listening someplace, you can do this journey outside, like if it isn't snowing or really cold, like it is here, feel free. Make sure it's quiet enough that you won't be distracted from your journey, but expecting all life around you to stop is not realistic. With practice, whatever is going on around you fades into the background when you journey. I'll give you a moment, but pause this if you need to get yourself ready. Okay, now that you're comfortable, close your eyes and bring your awareness to your breath. Just watch your natural breath for a moment. Relax with each out-breath. Relax your limbs. Relax your torso. Relax your face. Relax until your bones start to feel heavy, sinking into the support of whatever you're sitting or laying on. And with each out-breath, let go. Let go of whatever is ready. Whatever can be released. Whatever is not serving. On each out-breath, release it. You might not even be aware of what it is you're letting go of. It's okay to set the intention that if it's ready to be released, that it flows out on your out-breath. And with your next exhale, imagine that yourself, your sense of who you are, expands with that out-breath. Expand out to fill up the room. And then as you take your next inhale, bring all your awareness of yourself back in. And as you exhale again, expand again. If you're inside a building, maybe you are filling the whole building now. And as you inhale, draw your breath and your sense of self back within your physical body. Exhale again. Expand further. Maybe encompassing the town that you live in, the woods around you, whatever feels doable. And then inhale again, bring your sense of self back in. Take another exhale and expand to the far horizons. Imagine yourself filling all of the earth that you can see. And then inhale and bring all of you back in. Exhale again, expand to encompass the whole atmosphere. So the earth herself is within you. Expand in all directions, forward, back, to the sides, up, down, so that you are a sphere enclosing the earth. And then inhale, and again, bring all of you back in. Exhale again into that big sphere. And this time, go beyond the atmosphere, into the cosmos, where all of those wonderful star beings reside, luminous beings. And as you breathe in, bring some of that luminous energy in with you. Bring it into your being so it starts to light you up from the inside. And then exhale again, expand out. Expand into the cosmos. Touch some more of that light energy. And bring some of that in. Feel it start to light up your cells. You might even feel the sparkle. Exhale again, out into the cosmos. Inhale, luminous energy and your sense of self all back into your physical body, where that light is beginning to expand. Radiating out, lighting up cell after cell after cell. Exhale again, expand into the cosmos. Inhale, bring the light in. Feel it start to work its way down through your legs, down your arms, up into your head. Feel the tingles of energy as you become light, cell by cell, and expand out again with the next exhale. And continue this breath, bringing in that light energy on each inhale, until you feel that you are shape-shifting into light, all the way to your fingertips, to your toes, the tips of every strand of hair. Exhale, expand your sense of who you are. Inhale, bring the light in until your body is radiant light. Feel that you are light. And know that your being is safe, protected by this light that you are shining out into the world, and also that you are holding within. The light is keeping the shape of you. And now as you take your next breath in, the light body remains and you start to shrink within it. So inhale and shrink your sense of self. Exhale, remember that the light is holding your physical shape. And on your next inhale, shrink a little bit more. And keep shrinking. Each inhale, drawing yourself in a little bit tighter, a little bit smaller, inside your light body. Until you are so small that you can see your bones, your skeleton, as if those bones were trees in a forest. You are safe. You are protected. Move to a bone. Lay your hand on it. Notice how this bone feels energetically, physically. Is it smooth? Is it rough? What color do you envision this bone as? Put both hands on the bone. And as you hold that bone, introduce yourself. Maybe you haven't been in here to connect with your bones before. Let them know who this is who traveled inward to meet them. Now, as if this bone that you are becoming so intimately acquainted with was a tree trunk, get close enough to touch your forehead to the bone. Feel the energetic connection with the bone. And here's where you listen. Listen for the messages of bone. Don't censor. Let go of expectations. What does this bone have to share with you? Thank the bone for messages received. And let this bone know that you are going to keep paying attention. Release the bone and begin to expand. With each exhale now, feel your sense of self grow, expanding to fill the body of light that has been holding this safe space for you. Feel yourself come into contact with this light at its boundaries. Feel your toes fill in the toes of light, your fingers, your head, your hair. Feel that your physical body and your light body are one, because you are light. You are safe. And this luminosity that you've brought into your being, that you've shape-shifted into, may serve some healing purpose in your body. Let any that will serve you stay. And if it feels like there's extra energy, imagine it just falls away, drops into the earth. She knows what to do with everything that we give her. She knows how to compost. So know that that energy is not wasted. And now begin to wiggle your fingers, your toes, stretch if it feels good. Make any other little movements you need to so that it feels like your physical body is 100% present and awake. And open your eyes and come back. And I'm going to leave you here. This is a great opportunity now to pause, to write in your journal a little bit, make some notes about your journey, anything that you want to remember. And then nourish yourself. Drink some water. Do some more stretching. Resource yourself every day in some way. And I look forward to connecting with you again next week.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of My Shamanic Life. Check the show notes for the links I mentioned this week. And remember to like and subscribe to get weekly episodes in your feed with more practices, teachings, and actions so you can get ready, get rooted, and get real about life on this planet. May you find wonder and magic in the beings around you this week, and practice walking gently on our earth each and every day.